Kia ora, Atamarie, good morning. Coming up in today's program, GDP figures to show Delta hit, small businesses holding onto customer data for no reason, and I'll have the latest from the financial markets. The economy is likely to have escaped with less damage than expected from the outbreak of the Delta variant and associated lockdowns. Economic growth figures for the three months ended September are due out this week, which will capture the initial impact of the outbreak. Estimates are the economy contracted somewhere around 4% for the quarter, with the annual rate somewhere around minus 1%. But the economy had solid momentum going into lockdowns and activity is seen to have held up better. However, ASB senior economist Jane Turner says the data is historical and the real issue will be the strength of the recovery in the fourth quarter.
It's not so much the size of the fall when it comes to a COVID-induced lockdown. It's how quickly we can bounce back. And New Zealand has already proved itself to be an incredibly resilient economy. We are expecting a reasonably strong lift over this quarter. Now, unfortunately, because Auckland and for some time the Waikato and Northlanders were in alert level 3, that will mute some of the bounce back.
The ASB Bank has penciled in a contraction of about 3.3%. A cybersecurity expert says far too many small businesses hold too much information about things they don't need. It comes as the country comes under increasing cyber attacks, with criminals looking to mine personal data. Vertec IT Services Managing Director Daniel Watson says businesses holding onto old data that they don't need creates unnecessary risk for the public.
If the only reason why you're retaining customer information is perhaps for marketing purposes later on, then do you still need to retain the additional information such as, date of birth, driver's license details, other ancillary stuff, right? You might have collected as might have been necessary as part of the initial transaction.
Daniel Watson says penalties for privacy breaches can hurt, with fines from $10,000 up to $350,000 for a class action. Inflation in the United States has hit a 40-year high at an annual rate of 6.8%, which was in line with expectations. Price rises were seen in most goods and services, and it's households bearing the costs rather than businesses reporting shrinking margins. The chief global economist at BNP Paribas, Luigi Esperanza, expects inflation around the world to keep climbing for a short time next year before starting to ease. He says strong labour markets and solid household savings have largely shielded consumers so far, and he also expects that even with the emergence of Omicron, economies will keep growing relatively strongly.
Our view for global growth is actually positive for next year as well. Omicron creates some uncertainty in the short term, but I think in the medium term, the combination of household balance sheets, which are very healthy, and the supportive policy mix is powerful and will continue to lead growth to above trend levels for next year and probably even the year after.
That's the chief global economist of BNP Paribas, Luigi Esperanza. Turning now to the markets, and Wall Street ended strongly over the weekend, even with inflation touching a 40-year high. The Dow Jones is up 0.6%, the S&P 500 up nearly 1% higher to a record close, and the Nasdaq close to 0.75% higher. Our own top 50 index starts the week at 12,850. That's after Friday's 78-point gain, a rise of nearly 0.2%. The New Zealand dollar just touching 68 US cents, 94.7 Australian, 51.2 British pence, 0.600 euro, 77.1 Japanese yen, and 4.33 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is up 70 cents, about 1%. To $75.15 a barrel, and gold is up $8, nearly 0.5%, to $1,782 an ounce. And that's business for now. I'll be back at around 8:30 with another update on the markets. But for now, that's business.